Okay, I'd like tonight to share with you a thought for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for the Yom Nayroim. Before that, I want to thank everyone for having made Tav Shinayin Dalit a successful year for the Mishmar. And we're actually coming to a Siyam. I think it's a super school to eat at a Siyam the night before Yom Kippur, that's for sure. And we hope to have downstairs at about a little after 11 to go downstairs and make a Siyam and have a sweet table. If you like ice cream, make sure you're not fleishik, Emiyat Hashem, on Erev Yom Kippur. I'd like to share with you a thought that has helped me in the davening for Rosh Hashanah. It's the makar is in Rabbi Isaac Sher's Sefer. He has a maimer, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. Over the years, more and more things were answered with it, so I'd like to share it with you. The question that he asks is, what Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li has to do with Rosh Hashanah with Elul? Everyone knows Elul, because since we're little boys, we know Elul is Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. It has nothing to do. It's not about tshuva. It's not about Yom Adin. It's not about Pachad. It's not about anything. Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li should be Pesach. Pesach is Shir Hashirim, is Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. Where does I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me? What does that have to do with preparing for the Yom Adin? That's the question which is going to be addressed. The Ran in Drushas HaRan, in Drushyat Aleph, has a rule. It's really a rule for Nach to know, to explain a few episodes of Nach. He has a rule as follows. It says, Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael Yeshem al Admasam, have two systems of justice, two systems of Mishpat. One is the Mishpat HaSanhedrin. What's the Sanhedrin? It's a Bezdin. Sanhedrin paskins by the book. It passes by the rules. It has rules, and you're paskin. You need a Sanhedrin to interpret the halacha, but it's straight. The Sanhedrin has no right to take into account mitigating circumstances, or if somebody's been a good citizen, he has a good record. There's no difference in Beis Din if a lady comes in, she stole bread to feed her children, or a rich man stole something to tease the owner of the store. It's the same. It's the same halacha. In the Sanhedrin, there's no difference. A ganiv has to pay certain conditions. Kefil, somebody's not kefil. Finished. There's no difference. That's the mishpat ha-Sanhedrin. That's the way the Sanhedrin works. There's something else that's called the mishpat ha-Melech. If you look even just a little bit of Navi, you know that the kings of Yisrael were judges. Everyone knows the story of Shlomo HaMelech paskening to cut the baby in half. He sat and judged. Avshalom, when he started his rebellion, he complained about David HaMelech's Piskei Halacha. He said, you're right, and you're right. We find in Nach that the king paskin halacha is not by the book. The king had a right to take circumstances into account and be more strict or more lenient. Right? There's one episode in Nach, which I'm sure you all remember, where they come to the king with a din Torah that a rich man had a guest and he wanted to feed him lamb chops, and he was too cheap to use his own animals. He went to his neighbor, a poor man who had only one lamb, one keves, a keves that he lived with him in his house because he had no barn, and he stole his keves and shechted it and fed it to his guests. So David HaMelech paskins says chayv misa b'movas yishu. He paskins chayv misa. Not chayav misa for stealing a lamb. But the pshat is that Dr. Rand, the melech, paskins a mishpat medini, a mishpat that takes into account the needs of the medina or the cheshbainais, mitigating circumstances or reverse. The king could take into account if somebody has other reasons to be more lenient. A lesser known story, also in Sefer Shmuel, is they come to the king. One man killed his brother, Shvichai Misa, but the mother, who had two sons, now only has one son, and she tainted that she's going to lose her only remaining son. And David HaMelech paskins not to kill the child. So there also, it's not according to the rules. It's not according to Mishpat HaSanhedrin. But a king, that's Mishpat HaMelech. A Melech has a right to paskin halachis based on other circumstances. It's a strange thing that in the United States the king has a right, the president has a right to pardon people. It's really a remnant of all the whole Western civilization's laws are based on the laws of Chazal. And we have a Mishpat HaMelech, that in our laws, a Melech is allowed to pardon people, is allowed to do this type of thing. So today, the president's allowed to pardon people. Why the Constitution allows that? And democracy is hard to understand. But again, it's a tamidini, sometimes a national need. The man contributed to his campaign or some other important national need, so he pardons him. So this is the Ranzi side. There's a Mishpat HaSanhedrin and a Mishpat HaMelech. On Yamim Nairaim, our goal in preparing for the Yamim Nairaim is that when we come to the Yom HaMishpat, we should come to a Mishpat HaMelech, not a Mishpat HaSanhedrin. We don't want that in the Yom HaDin, there should be scales, and they should take everything we did this year and pile the mitzvahs on one side, and the averus on the other side. It's a scare, it's a frightening thing. Mi'amid l'fanecha b'Yom HaDin, we're afraid to stand in such a din. The goal of the whole hachana for Shoshana Yom Kippur is the goal to be zaycha to Mishpat HaMelech, to have a hiskarvus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If somebody has a kravus, has a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a ben bayis by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, banam ahuvim to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's an ava, there's a hiskarvus. So you're zaycha to a Mishpat HaMelech, that the Melech should judge you. If you take a look at the Machzor, there are many phrases that are not understandable unless you understand this type of thing, this type of an idea of what we're trying to say. We go in the Yom HaDin, we say, Al Tamay b'mishpat imanu, ki lo yitzak lefanecha kol chai. What does it mean? Al Tamay b'mishpat imanu. Let's not, like, we know Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So we say, God, you know, let's postpone this for a year. Al Tamay b'mishpat imanu. What do the words mean? Or we say, Zechar bris Avraham v'akedas Yitzchak. What does that have to do with the Yom HaDin? If the Yom HaDin is, they take your Averis and put it on one side of the scale, and you miss it on the other side of the scale. So where does Zechar bris Avraham v'akedas Yitzchak, where does that come into the cheshbon of the Yom HaDin? It has no place there. But if it's a Mishpat HaMelech, then it makes sense. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And we're invoking their name to plead for mercy, to plead for a Mishpat HaMelech. That's right. This explains one of the most difficult changes in the Siddur. As you know, in the beginning and at the end, it's very frequent in the year that we add or we take out things. In the middle of the Siddur, of the Shemoneh Esrei rather, it's rare that we change L'shaynais, except for the same bracha, St. Alamada. Where do we change in the middle brachas? And yet, we change Melech Oyev Tzedakah O'Mishpat to Melech HaMishpat. And the Beis Yosef holds that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you make that mistake. If you say, it's such an important change that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Hashem, the Ashkenazim don't paskin that way. Otherwise, I don't know about you, but you know, to concentrate till Melech HaKadosh, I can manage. But Melech HaYetz Tzedakah O'Mishpat, it's a hard thing. Now, why is that an important change? It's really removing words. Melech HaYetz Tzedakah O'Mishpat, take out HaYetz Tzedakah. Why are we changing that? For what reason? But this aside, there's a gigantic difference. Melech HaYetz Tzedakah O'Mishpat is which Mishpat? Which Mishpat are we talking about? Hashiva Sheftenu Kavari Shaila Mishpat HaSanhedrin. We say Melech Oyev Tzedakah O'Mishpat. Hashem loves the Mishpat of the Bati Dinim of the Sanhedrin. We don't want to do that on Yom HaNairam. On Yom HaNairam, what do we change it to? HaMelech HaMishpat. We want the king to be the judge. We're not looking for the Sanhedrin to be the judge. We're looking for Melech HaMishpat. We're looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol to be the one to judge, to have a Mishpat HaMelech. A Mishpat HaMelech, that's a different Mishpat. That's the Mishpat that we want. Again, in the Mazur, you'll see it all over. One of the most beautiful places you see the truth of this Vart is the following. I didn't say it for 13 months, so help me if I get mixed up. We say, Be'ein Melitz Yasher, Mul Magid Pesha. What does that mean? Be'ein Melitz Yasher, Mul Magid Pesha. We have no Melitz Yasher for Klal Yisrael. What are you going to do now? So, Be'ein Melitz Yasher, Mul Magid Pesha. Tagid li Yaakov, devarchayku mishpat, B'tzadkeinu b'mishpat ha-melech ha-mishpat. What do we say? We say, melech Yashu, we have no melech Yashu. What should we do? Tzadkeinu b'mishpat ha-melech ha-mishpat. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us win anyway. Let's be zeichah b'din. Why? Because we want ha-melech ha-mishpat. We want the mishpat ha-melech. The mishpat ha-melech is not by the rules. We say, has kateger v'ikach saneger makayma. Again, it doesn't make sense. You imagine you're in court. You say to the judge, I have a good idea. Let the prosecutor leave, and my defense attorney will take over for the prosecutor. If you're talking about a mishpat ha-sanhedrin, it makes sense. Has kateger v'ikach saneger makayma. But what we're asking for is a mishpat ha-melech. A mishpat of the melech, with the melech kaviyachu right, to adjust the din according to the people that are there, according... Ani l'daydi v'daydi li is el. El is preparation for Yom HaDin. It's not Yom HaDin, it's preparation. The preparation is ani l'daydi, to have a hiskarvus, yedidus, to the Rabbi Nishalom. How does a person have a hiskarvus? If you want to have a hiskarvus to someone, you have to go and do something more than you would typically do. Do something extra, something you don't normally do. You want to show a love for a wife or for a friend. You have to go out of your way and do something extra. So Yom Ha'aron, we say that we take on chumras we don't keep a whole year. We take on something more. What's the something more? Why are you going to something more? First fix your old stuff. Why are you going to something more? That's the whole vart. The vart is that ani l'daydi v'daydi, we want to show an ava, is karvus to Rabbi Nishlam, a non-kite, that we could be zeichet to bring someone to the melech to the kisei hamishpat. I had an episode that happened to me about a dozen years ago, which is the perfect story. If I had to make it up, I would make it up, and it really happened to me, which is exactly this vart. It happened to me about when Rose Castle first opened. You remember, it was all warehouses there. I got a ticket for driving the wrong way down a one-way street. There were no one-way signs, there were no stop signs. You remember those days, that neighborhood was all it's a brach, and there were no cars parked. The cop stops me, gives me a ticket. I tell him, look, there's not a single sign. So he says, tell it to the judge. So I remember I had one of the bus drivers in Yeshiva drive down, take a picture of the four corners. I was afraid the cop would have them put up one-way signs the next day to take pictures, you know. So I remember I mentioned it here in Shul. I mentioned that in a shear of some sort, that I got a ticket the wrong way on a one-way street. You know, who knows what's going to happen to the judge? You know, you never know until what happens. So after that, I got a call from someone, and the person asks me, what's your court date? So I don't remember what it was. Let's say October 10th. So he says, oh, October 10th? Okay. Calls me back about an hour later. He says, October 10th is no good. Ask for a postponement. I asked him, are you a Makubal or something? You know, what's wrong? October 10th? He said, take my word, October 10th is no good. Ask for a postponement. So I asked for a postponement. So he calls me back a few weeks later. He says, did you get your new date? Yeah, what's your new date? So let's say December 15th. December 15th. He calls me back an hour later. December 15th is good. All right? It's good, for sure. December 15th, I walk into downtown Brooklyn. I walk into the courtroom. I walk in. I see the fellow, the judge, sitting behind the desk. Is a fellow who comes to the Navi Shir. The Navi Shir regular. He's sitting there, and he's the judge. So I walked in, I didn't say hello to him, you know, there were people there, and there was someone ahead of me. Apparently this fellow doesn't go to the Navi Shir, he was found guilty. And then, you know, and then my turn came, and you know, the cop was there, and he read from his piece of paper. I had my pictures there, I didn't need my pictures, but you know. So what do you know, I was found innocent. So that story, the feeling I felt when I walked in, and to my surprise, I see the fellow sitting there, you know, somebody I know, that feeling is this vart of Rabbi Isaac Sher. When you come to the Yom HaDin, you should walk into the Yom HaDin, you should recognize the king, he should be a friend of yours, he should be someone you have a shaychus to, you should be a scarabus to him, it shouldn't be the mishpat. It's a shame, because I was really innocent. I should have saved that for a time, you know, when I needed it. But anyway, but the point is the same point. You walk in, you're afraid, no matter what. You're afraid you're going to a din. And somebody, you know the king, geschmack. So that's the idea, the yedidus, a person should try to develop an avat to Rabbi Nishalim in these days. I hope and pray that the siyum we're going to make in Yitzhak Hashem the night before Yom Kippur, in 2 weeks from tonight, we'll find chen and da'as at the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's really an effort to get people to come here, and to come here weekly on a constant basis. And I hope it'll be a chizik for all of us. And after that, we'll start Mesechtas Avodah Zarah. That'll take us probably 2 years to learn. And I hope we'll learn it with a cheshek and a geshmak. It's a beautiful Mesechta. And Yitz Hashem, we should be zeichet to be maitzachen in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitz Hashem, we should be zeichet for our good kibbutz shtiyar. Again, I thank everybody.